What is this?
It's the news update from the morning after.
It's Chrissy Bones, NFL Thanksgiving Day lineup. All hands on deck here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Net. Well, most hands are on deck. The important hands will be on deck.
Hands on deck. Yeah, I'm getting answers from guys in the chat.
The hands that matter.
Hands on deck.
Shell's big hands.
Hands on deck, yeah. Thanks for working hard, Marco O'Leary, our viewers. Thank you.
Bears at the Lions at 12:30 p.m. Eastern time on CBS, Chicago -3. Redskins at the Cowboys, 4:30 p.m., a huge game on Fox, Dallas -7.5. Falcons at the Saints, 8:20 p.m. Eastern time on NBC. Nolans -13, over-under, I think Gabe is still at 60. Colt McCoy's first regular season pass since 2015, went for a touchdown on Sunday. The Redskins' backup quarterback came on against the Texans Sunday after Alex Smith suffered the brutal season-ending leg injury through a perfect pass to tight end Jordan Reed in the back of the end zone. McCoy hasn't started a game, though, since week 15 of 2014, 5 years as a caddy in Washington.
Yeah, and he's going to be he's going to have an opportunity in his home state in the place where he's won before, but they're not going to get that work this week. Dallas will win that game, but I do think DC covered a number.
And he's comforted by the Sanchez backing him up. Other NFL news, fantasy owners stunned when Todd Gurley failed to score Monday night.
Boo-hoo.
In the historic 54-51 Rams win versus the Chiefs on Tuesday. Rams head coach Sean McVay told reporters why. Gurley apparently had his ankle rolled up early Monday night, was limited the rest of the game. McVay, though, denied he was using Gurley as a decoy. The Rams have their bye this week. Gurley expected to be fine going forward. And like the guy said, the Pro Football Hall of Fame listed 25 semifinalists for the class of 19. Champ Bailey, Tony Gonzalez, Ed Reed are the three first-time candidates there. Two really odd moves in the NBA. Not odd anything that happens with J.R. Smith. The Cavs are now working on a trade after an amicable breakup with J.R. Smith. No longer active with the team. The two sides exploring his trade value at this point. J.R. had requested a trade earlier in the season. He's now refused to be bought out, saying, "I don't want my legacy to be remembered like that." Just in time to not see LeBron. LeBron James returns tonight to Cleveland. The Cavs are a league worst.
No hype at all.
2-13.
Yeah, because it's been done already, and the GOAT is the man.
I think people are just worn out and underwhelmed by LeBron.
Stop it.
76ers guard and head case Markel Fultz will sit out all team practices and games until he receives. He's not. There's nothing wrong with his shoulder, but he wants a second opinion on his shoulder. That's not a head case?
No, man, I'm not feeling what you're saying, but I love
come
it.
Come on. The guy spent the whole summer with Drew Hanlon, right? Or Drew Hanlon.
That's his name.
Reworking his shot, came in and said, "I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with my shoulder." The GM and the coach don't think there's anything wrong with his shoulder, but all of a sudden,
Bones
I'm not playing.
Bones get fired up about them Sixers.
Well, the coach, I've watched it for a couple of years. The coach of the Sixers is an idiot.
He really is, son.
Beside the point. He's not faking it. He's showing up.
Let's just call it out for what it is. They're dysfunctional, Bones. They always have been. They always will be.
The 20-year-old Fultz seeking an evaluation at the request of his agent/attorney, head case.
Should be speaking to a travel agent. That's who we should be speaking
You're
to.
You're right about that.
Fultz and his skills trainer, Drew Hanlon, by the way, are not on speaking terms. Last night in the NBA, Raptors got by the Magic. Danny Green with the game winner with a half a second left. 93-91 Wizards.
Excellent drawn up play, too. That got Danny Green open to hit that shot. Beautiful.
I don't know if I could have been more wrong about a game last night. I bet the over 220 points.
Oh, wow.
Between the Raptors and the Magic, what was the score? 93-91?
93-91.
Yeah, but either team got to 100.
But I'll tell you what, if you would have told me before the game, or you, Corey, if they would have told you the over-under of this game is 185, you would have been boring money from loan sharks in Harlem and running to the FanDuel Sportsbook. Give me over 185 in a Raptor game.
100%.
It's a weird time of the year, guys, in sports right now, especially in the NBA. I'm not going to say they don't care, but it's sort of in go-through-the-motions mode until Christmas Day. That's the unofficial start of the season.
He's the mayor of Harlem. He takes people's money. He doesn't borrow it. Wizards beat the Clippers 125-118. John Wall with 30. Nets over the Heat 104-92. Trailblazers struggling to beat the Knicks 118-114. College football rivalry weekend is here. Three matchups that could affect the college football playoff rankings. Number 4, Michigan at number 10, Ohio State. Michigan -4.5. Number 6, Oklahoma travels to number 13, West Virginia. Oklahoma -2.5. And the Apple Cup, number 8, Washington State hosts number 16, Washington again. Washington State -2.5. Also, Notre Dame will be guaranteed a college football playoff spot with a win on Saturday. We're still looking for the answer to your question. Are they guaranteed a playoff spot if they're top 5?
Bones,
you think that's their deal?
Bones, we settled this live on the air about 10, 15 minutes ago.
That's how hard we work downstairs.
How little people pay attention downstairs.
You want to know what I was doing?
I really don't,
because it's really kind of boring.
I've been in that room before.
Okay.
Apple sweatshop in Malaysia.
Here's what's never happened until I showed up at this network. I guarantee it. And I don't mean to put anyone downstairs, because I love these guys.
You're about to then.
You three will be heard on Friday for a full three-hour show. It's not going to happen by accident. I'm trying to edit Friday's show while I'm half listening to your show while Bavona's making a playlist for
Friday's show. Hold on. There's actually cupboards back here. I'm going to look for a violin.
That's the answer to the question. No. I'm half listening to the show today for a reason, not because I'm on the phone with my wife or looking at porn or staring at Michelle.
So what, now you want a medal because you're not looking at porn on your phone during the show?
College basketball Tuesday night. Duke improved to 5-0, just got by Auburn, sets up a big one today. Corey's man crush, Zion Williamson and the Blue Devils now face the number three Gonzaga, whoever they are. Who's Gonzaga?
Gonzaga Zags.
The Zags. That's
the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs in the title game this afternoon, 5 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. That's the Maui Invitational from
Morning
Hawaii.
After.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the Morning After.
I finally snapped.
I love it, son.
I've always wanted to be a gift.
The Morning After.
I'm gonna smash your face in.
It was pretty wild.
I don't know if it's his music that just makes me want to punch people in the face, Corey, but I'm feeling it.
All right.
The Morning After has begun on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're into level three right now. Joe Lisi's going to join us in a couple of moments. We'll talk a little college football. We'll get back to the NFL. Always love talking NFL football. Let's talk a little bit about this Hall of Fame stuff. As Corey was eavesdropping, I was having a private conversation with Bones about the Hall of Fame, and I heard him, "What'd you say?" But we'll get into this momentarily. Michelle Serbico in the house, did a great job with the weather.
Thank you.
Update and check meet our chief meteorologist. You like that being called? Your chief meteorologist.
I love it.
You're much slicker this week. Like within a couple of weeks, like
I actually
quite frankly,
might
I think I'd get your job
you
over at
for
CNN.
Local. Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah. No,
I
mean, local.
I don't want to move.
You gotta be careful. You work CNN. You got to be careful over there.
Why?
You might not want to go over that joint. You don't want to be a part of the fake news media.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking more like local ABC.
Yeah, that's
7.
Better. Yeah.
So it's not as serious.
You don't want to.
I don't want to be trapped up in all that political
exactly.
stuff.
Yeah, you want to be. You just want sort of light weather. You don't want to be doing like hurricanes and like.
No.
Because they send you out there. Imagine you got blown away in the wind.
I'm not going.
I would love
shot.
To do that one time.
No.
I'm Corey Parson.
Yeah, I'm Corey Parson. reporting from the Panhandle. Oh, it's really going crazy down there. Help!
That was making it worse than it is.
Help! And then you see everybody else like, "What's wrong with that guy?"
See, it really is fake though. Like, remember in the last one. They showed the dude, he's standing in like the pool of water. He's like, residents have been flooded.
Yeah.
And then literally two dudes walk behind him. Like they basically just edited the shot
where he's
standing in a puddle. But they made it look like literally, like he was like, the town's devastated. It's awful. And like two skateboard kids just sort of cruised by on the sidewalk. like
walking regular. Like.
Yeah, like there's no water around. All right. So the Pro Football Hall of Fame, we talked about 103 candidates. Now, Corey always seems to think, he blames me. God, another music check. We'll hit this on the other side. Corey seems to think that I have a vote with these things. I don't vote, Corey. I should have a vote because I'm never wrong. If I was voting the Hall of Fame, you know, Pete Rose would be in the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens would be in the Hall of Fame. Bonds would be in the Hall of Fame. Jimmy Johnson would be in the Hall of Fame. Don Coryell is a disgrace that he is not in the Hall of Fame.
Relax, Gabe.
At only 2 years old, Owen was diagnosed with aplastic anemia and urgently needed a bone marrow transplant to survive. Fortunately, an anonymous donor stepped up, and today Owen is a happy, healthy 5-year-old. Unfortunately, there are many other patients who still need a bone marrow transplant. 60% of them won't be lucky enough to get a second chance at life. You can change that. Join DKMS in the fight to delete blood cancer today. Register at DKMS.org.
Morning After continues on Fantasy Sports Radio Network, the American Forces Network, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and many other platforms, including YouTube. We appreciate all of you watching, listening, and doing whatever you're doing to us right now. All right, we'll track down Joe Lisi. We'll talk a little college football. Maybe we'll get a phone call or two in after. And we're talking about the Hall of Fame here, and before me and Corey go at it, I just want to state there's a couple of names here that it's ridiculous that they're not in. And This is where the hypocrisy of the media comes into place. Now, what do we always hear about offense, defense, special teams, right? Three facets of the game. Special teams, more important and just as important.
Yep.
Well, Ray Guy was one of the best punters of all time. Ray Guy was a backup quarterback. Ray Guy won three Super Bowls, threw a no-hitter at Southern Miss, etc. Ray Guy finally got in. And it's not because of me, but I'd like to state that I had Ray Guy on the show basically once a year, every year, and we would beat the drum until Ray Guy got in the damn Hall of Fame, and he did. Now, Don Coryell, the fact that Don Coryell is not in the Hall of Fame is a disgrace. And, yeah, he didn't win a Super Bowl. The guy created pretty much the passing offense that you know right now in the National Football League. One of the most innovative designers in the history of the sport. It's not just about winning a Super Bowl. Like, show some respect for the innovators of the game.
And Don
Here's Tony Dungy. If you talk about the impact on the game, training other coaches, John Madden, Bill Walsh, Joe Gibbs, to name a few, and influencing the game on how things are done, Don Coryell is probably right up there with Paul Brown.
When you look at,
he is a genius.
When you look at creators of offense, you got to look at guys like Don Coryell with Ed Coryell, and also Bill Walsh, what he did with the West Coast offense.
So yes.
I agree with you 100% that Don. You know what? Ed Coryell needs to be in the Hall of Fame.
The Pro Football Fame, they're harsh, Corey. It's hard to get in. They're saying
it should be.
He's 3-6 in the playoffs.
That's not right. That's not right.
He was 3-6 as a head coach, but so what? He created the most innovative. When you create the game, it's larger than your damn record.
Yeah, I agree.
Don Coryell should be in the Hall of Fame. We'll get to this on the other side.
The creator of the sweep should be in the Hall of Fame.
Corey's freaked out because I say Champ Bailey's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
That's crazy.
He won't be.
Champ Bailey should be a first.
How good was Steve Atwater?
Steve Atwater used to bring the wood, but he couldn't pick the ball off.
How good is Steve Atwater Hall of Famer?
Steve Atwater should be. He's borderline.
It's his eighth time up right now.
He's borderline.
What about John Lynch?
John Lynch bring the wood too, but he didn't pick.
John Lynch is up for the seventh time right now.
But John Lynch got a championship.
Terrell Owens, one of the best wide receivers ever to play the game. You have to wait years.
Terrell Owens.
Champ Bailey won't be he went on first ballot Hall of Famer.
Not one of the second best. Not one of the best wide receivers of all time. The second best wide receiver of all time.
Terrell Owens in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Not yet.
Not in Canton. Yeah, he's hoping to be. You're right, Joe. Yeah, he's Corey. You're right. Corey's like Corey's harsh a voter. Not yet. He's not. What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? It's a heated battle. It almost sounds like Saturday mornings between me, you, and Rich, Gabe. I mean, you're hot.
Great yeah, we bring heat on the morning show here, Lisa. If you can't handle it, you better step back.
Hey, not my first rodeo. Let's get into it. Come on. Atwater's a hog, baby.
I've been reading a lot. We'll get down to business. I've been reading a lot about this football game this week, the game. And I wasn't a fan of Higdon guaranteeing the win. But now I read a fascinating interview, great interview. I think it's a feature on ESPN this morning about Chase Vinovich. And basically, he's not guaranteeing anything, but I liked his honesty in which he stated, you know, Michigan State was our little brother. They got out of hand. We needed to put him in place. But he said, now this is the big one. He said, I wouldn't be lying to you if I told you that the season and everything that I came to Michigan for is defined by this Saturday. I got goosebumps now, Joe. You throw it around and say, we got a huge game coming up. This is as huge as it gets. The game with a trip to the playoffs at stake, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, Gabe, this is it. I mean, Michigan's season will be a disappointment unless they follow through and win this ball game, and more importantly, win the Big Ten championship game against Northwestern in a couple of weeks. So it's a focused team. They played a little lackluster in the first half against Indiana, allowed 190 rushing yards to Stevie Scott and the crew, but they found a way to get that win at home and get to this game this coming Saturday in Columbus. I think this is a focused team when you have a defense only giving up around 140 passing yards per game. I mean, that's going to put a lot of pressure on Dwayne Haskins. They still can't run the football consistently, and give me the better defensive front in Michigan. I think they roll to a 10-13 point win in Columbus this coming weekend.
Joey double digits, striking down the Buckeyes in Columbus.
Picking a double digit winner. That's what Joey double D do. Hey, Joe, though, let me ask you this. If Ohio State wins this football game, can they sneak into the playoff?
Yeah, they can. They're Ohio State. So that stinks, man.
That's what I said earlier. If they beat Northwestern, they win the Big Ten, they beat Northwestern, there's no way in hell that Ohio State, the Big Ten champions, ain't in the playoffs, bro.
Yeah, especially after last year, Gabe, right? I mean, they knocked off Wisconsin. They were making a case the way Alabama was able to get in after their loss. I mean, they'll find a way to get in. Again, that loss on the road against Purdue, as ugly as it gets, if Ohio State knocks off Michigan and wins the Big Ten, it's going to be very hard to keep the Buckeyes out of college football playoff, even though they haven't looked good down the stretch.
So you like Michigan. Now, we got all these rivalry games. There's some good ones, but the two most critical ones this week, Alabama-Auburn, obviously, but you almost just sort of pencil Alabama in. But how about the Apple Cup, Joe? You know, this is as big as it gets for the Apple Cup as well. Not quite, you know, the game status, but honestly, you know, maybe Washington State's getting a short change, man. I think, you know, they can play with anybody, and I would never say that. I've always sort of been anti-Cougar in the sense that, you know, while they're just sort of a spread offense, pop gun team, they're not very physical on defense. Very impressed with the defense, and I love rivalry week, Joe, and I was reading about, like, you know, classic moments and classic lines and villains from each rivalry. And they were talking about Don James when he was coach at the Washington Huskies. So, and, you know, big rival with the Cougars. And he said, nothing prepares you. He goes, I'd like to say that nothing prepares you for life like being a Washington State Cougar, said the head coach of the Washington Huskies. He said, being a Washington State Cougar prepares you for life, and it prepares you not to expect too much. Even Don James, a class act, and even he got in on the rivalry, right?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I'm going with you, Gabe. I mean, we're on Washington State in this ballgame. Give me Uncle Rico and Gardner Minshew and the crew. I mean, he's thrown 37 touchdown passes, over 4,000 yards. He's completing 70% of his passes. And this is an offense of Washington State that's averaging 400 passing yards per game. I know they haven't stepped up.
The line came down, Joe. It was 3. I'm surprised. Wazoo were -3. I just hit refresh right now. Wazoo were -2.5 right now. I love it. To me, they should be 5 or 6 point favorites in this game, I think.
They should. I mean, the reason why this line's coming down, in my opinion, is Washington's the strength of their defense is the secondary. Giving up 192 yards per game, they feel they can play man-to-man coverage. And from a physicality perspective, you give the slight edge to the Huskies. But still, we said it before, Chris Peterson hasn't made adjustments, hasn't coached this team up. I can't go with a team like this, especially led by Jake Browning, a quarterback that looks like a deer in the headlights in big ball games. Give me Uncle Rico. Give me Gardner Minshew. I think they cover this number. And more importantly, roll to a Pac-12 title.
Hey, Gabe. I call everybody Gabe now. And I guess it's because the person I talk to the most. Everybody.
As long as you don't call a chick when you're in bed, Gabe, we're all good.
Well, he did that, and he called her Michelle once.
Yeah, I did. I had a girl over the crib one night, and I called her Michelle. She was like, what?
I
was like,
I called Maria Marino Michelle here one night.
Oh, that's not going to go
well. Yeah, it didn't go.
Like, it's, I am not Michelle.
It's been 3 weeks, and I'm bridging it back now. It's taken a couple of weeks.
Hey, exactly. Hey, Joe, I think we got a live dog in the Gamecocks this weekend taking on the Clemson Tigers. Clemson laying 26, but I don't think Clemson is 26 points better than the Gamecocks.
Yeah, I mean, I would take the wood here with South Carolina. They dominated this matchup last year in Columbia, even with Kelly Bryant at the helm. But again, South Carolina is a gutty team, playing better down the stretch under Will Muschamp. Have a good quarterback in Jake Bentley. I would say this, take the 25, 25 and a half. I think they can run the football and keep this team close.
All right, if you want more insight from Joe Lisi, Rich Simonello, and myself as far as college football is concerned, we did a special Thanksgiving preview show. And all the weekday games are broken down. They're up on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page. Saturday morning, 10 till 1, I'll be on the road, but I'll be checking in with the boys. It's rivalry weekend right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio and Television Networks.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
The Morning After on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network continues. Looks like we got a couple of things. We'll hit with Michelle in a couple of minutes. Rachel Bush confirms she's still very single.
Oh, no.
On
really?
The gram.
She's been going to Buffalo. I guess she just takes, because they have a daughter, so I guess she just takes the daughter to.
Evidently, Lonzo Ball broke up with baby mama Denise Garcia on a television show.
He was with that girl for a long time.
Nothing but a class act. But we'll get to that after. I'm Gabriel Morenci. Let's get into the NFL a little bit. We'll give you some picks for Thanksgiving. Although we should note, so we're not going to be on the next couple of days. We'll be back on Monday. We won't be on Thursday or Friday morning, but I will be here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. actually with Mike Blewett and Greg Sussman talking NFL football for a couple of hours. And then we'll be back on Monday morning.
I'm looking forward to it.
And I'm going to be I'll be going to Toronto to wrap up our homicide record. One last recording this Saturday at the Metalworks. It's bad timing for me, too. I'm going into the studio, Corey, at 12 o'clock Sunday, the same time Michigan starts.
Wonderful.
Can't make that up.
No.
But I can't redo my life because there's a college football game going on.
You mean Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So when are you leaving for Toronto?
Friday afternoon.
Oh, so Friday night. Okay.
But I'm not performing open heart surgery. I'm screaming into a microphone.
But you should be able to.
I could have a computer on in front of me.
Yeah. You'll be.
I just won't be in front of a TV. Come on, I'll be watching it, and but we'll be able to throw it down. So yeah, just give you guys the schedule update. We won't be on tomorrow morning or Friday morning, the morning after. But tomorrow, me, Mike Blewett, and Greg Sussman will be on from 10 to 12 with a special Thanksgiving Turkey Day special with all your DFS picks and lineups and optimizers and bets and props. Although I already know what I like in the games tomorrow, so we'll share them with you after. All right. So we talked about the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the names that have been out there. I was talking about Don Coryell. To me, it's ridiculous that Don Coryell isn't in the Hall of Fame. But look, so these are the names, and these are the guys that have been up for a while already, Corey. All right. Yeah. So Steve Atwater, this is his 8th time.
Yeah, no, Steve Atwater.
Listen, and they're saying he's pretty much one of the closest ones right now.
I can see that.
He's on the doorstep.
But he was not known. He's not a dominant, intercepting, change the game safety.
Yeah, but he
Atwater would knock your block off.
Kill you.
He would knock your block off.
Like after you think of Ronnie Lott.
You think of Atwater.
Steve Atwater was in that mix. After, yeah.
He had,
there's others too, but you know what it is though, Corey? It's hard. There's not a lot of safeties in the Hall of Fame.
No, exactly.
They don't make the pick.
They don't make the big plays. Exactly. Sort of, they lay the lumber. Like Bill Parcells used to say.
Steve Atwater was freaking feared.
He was feared. He had wood in his backpack.
Yeah. Like nowadays, you can't kill people. Like Atwater used to try to hurt you. Like
yeah,
he was real.
He
like,
was trying to knock your block off.
You know, he won a couple of Super Bowls too, right? So he's got the success.
Yeah.
He's right on. He's right on the fence. Right, so Champ Bailey's up for the first time. He's a Hall of Famer, but he won't get in the first time, Corey.
All right.
I'm just stating. Like, he'll get in 3 years.
I'm not going to argue back and forth with you about that.
No, but there's a waiting list. It's like a club. There's a waiting list.
It's a waiting list of cornerbacks better than Champ Bailey?
No, it doesn't matter what position you play. There's a waiting list.
Okay.
It's just the way that it works. Rondé Barber, no.
No, hell no.
Rondé's the one that didn't cheat on everybody, like Tiki, right? Tiki won.
They'll never let. They'll,
you know what Tiki Barber, Corey? He wanted to be what Michael Strahan is now.
Yeah, you're right.
That's his. Like, jealous he must be internally?
Cut, real
He's
safe.
Sitting next there to a sports guy on CBS or whatever.
Yep. Clean doing cut, sports real talk. Safe black dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And Strahan's hanging out with A-list celebrities and dinners and money and
that's who Tiki wanted to be, but Tiki messed up too many times. Rondé Barber, not a fan of not going to get much love from Philadelphia Eagles.
Tony Boselli,
very good,
hell of a player,
very good. I can see Boselli getting in there. He's very good.
Boselli was pretty much an elite player. He was right up there. Tony Boselli was an impact player.
Yeah, Michelle.
Yes.
All right. So you texting mighty quickly over there.
You know what, Michelle is
everything okay?
Michelle is friends with Tony Siragusa. We got to start getting some of your friends on these shows.
Yeah.
So we'll get Siragusa on. He'd be a good person to talk to about Boselli.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Whether Boselli's a Hall of Famer. My gut says no.
No, I don't see Boselli getting in.
He's good, very very good, but no.
Might be the best player in the history of the Jacksonville Jaguars, though.
This next guy. Tony Boselli?
Yeah.
Who is the best player?
Might be Boselli.
Jimmy Smith, was Mark Brunell, Fred Taylor. Yeah.
Might be Boselli.
Yeah. This next guy, I think he should be in the Hall of Fame, actually.
Who?
I think the beef is he didn't play. I don't know what the beef is. Isaac Bruce.
Greatest show on turf. Put up a
Him and Torrey Holt are both up, and neither of them, like, they don't seem to be getting in.
They haven't. I don't think they did it for long
enough. I think people think that, you know, I'm looking, though, Torrey Holt played a long time, but I think people think they didn't. They weren't stars the whole time.
Exactly.
It was that team that they were on. They, you know what I mean? They had a couple of super years. I get it. What about Leroy Butler? Good, but not a Hall of Famer.
No. Right quick on Bruce. Man, Bruce played for a long time. He had a 14-year career.
Isaac Bruce,
and
yeah.
For the most part, you know, he put up some monster.
How many
numbers.
Pro Bowlers? How many times is he in the Pro Bowl? Seven, six?
One, two.
You need
three,
like five, six type thing.
Four Pro Bowls.
Yeah, I see. That's just that cusp of that. You know, you need to be that sort of five, six, seven, eight guy.
1,300-yard receiving season. He over 1,000 yards receiving once, twice, three times, four times, five times, six times, seven times, eight times.
Come on, that's pretty freaking impressive, bro.
Eight times over 1,000 yards, catches, receptions, one season over 100 yards.
Yeah, you know, I think they're going to say he's a system guy. He was really good, but a system guy.
Great with the greatest show on turf.
Him and Torrey Holt were great.
So, yeah, you're right. He's a system guy.
Yeah, so, you know, I get it why he's
91
not.
Touchdowns. That's not going to cut it.
Alan Franico is a good, very good lineman.
Lovely, a great Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yeah, he's on the cusp. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. Don Coryell should be a Hall of Famer, and it'll be up to the veterans to get him in one day. Tom Flores, former coach of the Raiders, won a Super Bowl, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
No.
Tony Gonzalez, first ballot.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
Tony Gonzalez, first ballot.
In the conversation for the greatest tight end
right
ever played.
Right now, they're fitting Tony's jacket.
Yeah, in the conversation already, for the greatest tight end ever.
What size is he?
He was a Hall of Famer with Kansas City. He was a Hall of Famer with Atlanta.
Yeah, Tony Gonzalez. All right, you got to put four guys in, too. You got to put four in.
So Tony Gonzalez
Tony
is in.
Tony is automatic.
Okay.
He's automatic.
Champ is always...
Steve Hutchinson.
No.
All right, this next guy, I say yes. Edgerrin James.
Yeah, I said you got to put Edge in there. I think you put Edge
Edgerrin in there. James rushed for like, I don't know how many yards, 10,000, 11,000 yards? He's right up there, bro. Like Edgerrin James' numbers, because I know LeSean McCoy brought it up. LeSean McCoy said anybody over 12,000 yards is in the Hall of Fame. That's why LeSean's like obsessed with 12,000. And he's pretty close, actually. He's at 10-5 now.
And Edgerrin James has over 12,250 yards.
He's a Hall of
rushing
Famer.
In his career, 80 touchdowns. Played the running back position for 7 years. Yeah, played over for 10 years. Played the running back position for 10 years. One, two, three,
he was never
four,
not...
five, six, seven. Seven seasons over 1,000 yards.
And he won
yards.
A Super Bowl.
One, two.
He won a Super Bowl.
Seven seasons over 1,000 yards.
Do you think
Edgerrin
James is a Hall of Famer?
Four seasons over 1,500 yards. Edgerrin James is a Hall of Famer. Yes, he is.
He's not that flashy, sexy guy, but damn, he was good.
He was excellent.
For a long time.
He was that was
very
the,
good.
The backbone of running the best offenses in the NFL.
Yeah, like if you got Harrison in, you got Peyton in, you got to put him in.
You got to put Edge in. Edge was the man.
But he's one of these dudes, they'll make weight. This is his fifth trip.
Shout out to the U, Dade County, Edgerrin James. He goes in.
So this might surprise you, but this next guy, Jimmy Johnson.
How about them Cowboys?
The problem with Jimmy Johnson, his NFL coaching career was short.
It was, and he didn't win in Miami.
And he sucked in Miami.
Yeah.
Like, he got embarrassed, blown out, ruined Marino at the end.
Is he a Hall of Fame broadcaster?
No. But to me, his overall body of work. Thing is, it's not like basketball where it's one Hall of Fame.
It's
like, all right, he was good in college, he was the NBA.
Yeah, it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Jimmy's in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Already.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you're a college, you know what I mean? That, dude, the way I look at this is Jimmy Johnson won two Super Bowls. Jimmy Johnson beat Marv Levy. In both Super Bowls. Marv Levy is in the Hall of Fame. Winning has to count. Jimmy, I call scoreboard all the time. You can't tell me that Jimmy Johnson kicks the snot out of Marv Levy in the Super Bowl twice and Marv Levy gets in the Super Bowl and Jimmy doesn't. Why? Because Marv lost another two? And it's coming from a Bills fan. Jimmy Johnson, I get it, though, because he didn't have a great career, but he won two Super Bowls.
Won two Super Bowls, the great trade. The break.
I don't think he's getting in.
I don't think he gets in either, but I think Jimmy Johnson should be in.
It's a sixth time.
He screamed the words, how about them Cowboys, better than anybody.
Okay, this next guy, let's say put him in now, because we need four guys. Ty Law.
No.
You don't think Ty Law's a Hall of Famer?
Ty Law is not a... Ty Law, I would make Ty Law wait.
Yeah, I can see him waiting more. You're right.
Yeah, I can see Ty Law needs
to
wait
more.
Yeah,
they make him wait 10, 12 years.
Yeah, I can see that.
John Lynch. I'm surprised that John doesn't get more love from the media, but I'll tell you what. Why? Remember I told you the story. I met John Lynch. It was a Campbell's Soup deal. It was John Lynch, Strahan, and Donovan McNabb in Houston, Texas, Applegate, all the way back in 2003.
All right.
Nipplegate?
Yeah, Janet Jackson.
Oh, Janet Jackson joint.
That Super Bowl. It's why Strahan is who he is now. All these fans were had footballs and asking for autographs. Donovan McNabb just walked past everybody and ignored everybody.
That type of dude, I can see that.
Michael Strahan stopped, took pictures, and started signing autographs with everybody. And John Lynch told everyone F off.
Yeah.
And this is why John Lynch isn't in the Hall of Fame, I think. I think John Lynch is a jerk. And I'm not saying personally, I don't know him, but I think the media just sort of thinks John Lynch is sort of an a-hole.
Like, yeah, whatever. They'll make him wait. He was another one. He used to bring the lumber, too. He had wood in his back.
Physical player.
Yeah.
I think Steve Atwater was better. I would say Atwater was better than Lynch.
I agree with that.
Clay Matthews. Got a bunch of Clay Matthews. The original Clay Matthews. Ow. No.
I think.
No, real good, but no.
I would say he would have been in already.
Kevin Mawai.
Kevin Mawai, one of the greatest offensive linemen to ever play the game. He goes in.
He's pretty solid.
Uh-huh.
Five-time finalists are going to make him wait more. Carl Mecklenburg, Denver Broncos.
He would have been in
good,
already.
Good, not great. Sam Mills, good, not great.
Nope.
Ed Reed,
first ballot Hall of Famer.
I don't know if he'll be first ballot,
Gabe,
though.
Ed Reed's the first ballot
Richard
Hall of Famer.
Richard Seymour's on the list. Zach Thomas, Hines Ward.
Zach Thomas and Hines Ward.
Darren
Zach
Woodson.
Thomas,
so we need four of these names.
Zach Thomas, Hines Ward,
Zach Thomas,
Ed Reed, and Tony Boselli. That's the four.
Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, so, yeah. Let's do it when we come back.
Yeah.
At only 2 years old, Owen was diagnosed with aplastic anemia and urgently needed a bone marrow transplant to survive. Fortunately, an anonymous donor stepped up, and today Owen is a happy, healthy 5-year-old. Unfortunately, there are many other patients who still need a bone marrow transplant. 60% of them won't be lucky enough to get a second chance at life. You can change that. Join DKMS in the fight to delete blood cancer today. Register at DKMS.org.
Up next on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, 12 p.m. Fantasy BFFs with Greg Sussman and Frank Stample. 1 p.m. Fantasy Football Frenzy with my co-host, Corey Parson. Oh, really looks like he needs a belly rub right now.
My Chris favorite, Ventura. I love when you say the very average. I got to switch it up.
Today he looks like he wants a belly rub really bad. And Jim Day, you can catch both of those shows on YouTube Live as well. 2 p.m. replay of Roto Experts in the Morning Show with Dane Martinez and Scott Angle. 3 p.m. replay of the Fantasy Sports Today Morning Show with Mike Blewett and Dane Martinez. 4 p.m. Game Time Decisions with Gabriel Morenci and Cam Stewart. 6 p.m. The Game Time Decision Show with Gabriel and Cameron transitions to Lineup Lock Live. 7 p.m. Scout Fantasy Sports with the
Bird-chested Adam Ronis. Today, Game Time Decisions transforms not to Lineup Lock, but to Rage versus the Machine.
Yeah, we'll be talking some NFL. Yeah, okay. Yeah, they didn't put that. It's okay. It's just
okay.
It's a holiday
schedule. All times are standard time. I don't think that changes. You can listen to all the programming totally free on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and website or on iHeartRadio or TuneIn. They have free apps and websites as well.
Okay, so before when we were talking about this Hall of Fame stuff and a couple other crazy stories we're going to get to with Michelle, I want to hear about this. Lonzo Ball dumping his chick on TV, but I was like, before someone was talking in our ear, but I think it was our boy Ventura, but I couldn't hear him because I was talking at that time. But are you there? It's your boy.
Hang on. He's talking to someone else who doesn't want to hear him either.
Oh, of course. Like,
hang on. I'll get him.
Are you guys working hard in the pit? I know. Sure, you're talking about technical issues.
Who did you want to talk to?
Ventura. Well, I didn't. You know, I like our boy Ventura. I don't mind if Ventura checks in, but like it was just I couldn't hear him. And I was like, why is someone talking to my earpiece right now?
What's up?
What's up, Ventura?
How you doing?
What were you trying to say? You were saying your boy Ed Reed, first ballot Hall of Famer.
Without a doubt.
He won't be a first ballot.
He has to be.
He won't be.
He's the top three safeties all time.
He's the best safety of all time. Yeah. Gabe, he is more important to that Buffalo Raven defense than Ray Lewis was.
I don't believe that.
I don't know if he's more important than Ray Lewis.
Wow, Gabe, telling you. He was the heart and soul of that joint. But Ed Reed is a slam dunk, no doubt.
Yeah. Listen,
first ballot Hall of Famer.
I would ask you guys in a pit, but I should ask Mark in Boston. How many first ballot Hall of Famers have there been? How many guys are actually first ballot Hall of Famer?
I don't know that.
Like, was Joe Montana a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Ray Lewis was a first ballot Hall of Famer last year.
Yeah, because they were scared he was going to kill him if they didn't put him in.
Ed Reed's the best ball hawking safety ever. He wasn't the greatest tackler.
I can't see how you can. Ed Reed's a slam dunk.
I'm not saying Ed Reed's not a Hall of Famer. I'm telling you, he won't be.
Put it like this, Gabe.
I guarantee it.
When they have the induction ceremony, Ed Reed to close the show.
Guarantee it.
That's how big Ed Reed is.
The number one safety, the number one consensus safety of all time in NFL history is Ronnie Lott. Guy lost his finger and kept going. Ken Houston, number two. Jack Christensen, number three.
Ed Reed better than all of those
dudes. Yeah, he's better than those guys.
Kenny Easley. Paul Krause.
Gabe, look in the chat. Everybody's with me and Venture on this one. Ed Reed's the best.
Ed Reed's ranked six all time as far as.
Ed Reed is number one.
I think he's top three. Maybe Ronnie Lott's better, but that was a different
time. They got Polamalu ranked seventh.
I can see Polamalu being a person in the conversation with Ed Reed.
Mm-hmm. So is Polamalu a Hall of Famer?
Polamalu, is he good?
I don't know if he's played as many years, though.
I don't think
Steve Atwater, the 10th. Hey, guys, I'm not disputing that Ed Reed's a Hall of Famer. I don't think he'll be a first ballot. I don't think they'll put him on the list.
Yeah, Gabe, I think he's a slam dunk.
The only safety I can think of that's better is Ronnie Lott. But that was a different time period because he was able to hit people like a maniac. You can't hit people like that anymore.
All right. Michelle, you're going to be the deciding vote here. Is Ed Reed going to get into the Hall of Fame this year? Looks like we got some Bronco fans and a new blonde waitress I've never seen before.
Oh, no. Me and Corey were talking about her yesterday.
The Martina?
Yeah, she has Martina.
I think next year.
I like what Corey throws to Martina.
Martina. She told me I had to roll the R when I said her name. I said, let me tell you something.
Oh, really?
I said,
roll,
let me tell you something, baby.
Corey wants to roll more than your R. Ed Reed, first ballot, yes or no, Michelle?
No.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so let's move on from this.
So, Ed Reed.
Let's just get to the four. So, which Tony four? G- okay. Tony Gonzalez, yes. Tony Gonzalez gets in, yes. We know he's going to get in first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't know after that.
Ed Reed.
Ed
Reed, Tony Gonzalez, Tony Boselli, Edrin James, first ballot Hall of those are four. If they go to a fifth, Kevin Mawai.
Yeah, but you know, that's what I was going to say. You're leaving out the linemen.
I think Mawai gets in first ballot Boselli. before Edrin James. I think
Edrin James going to have to wait. I don't think James gets in this year.
Yeah. All right.
You know what? We need more time to think about this, but we should almost make our four.
We didn't put Hines Ward in.
Is Hines Ward a Hall of Famer?
Hines Ward and Ed Reed have to go in together.
Why? Because they were rivals?
Because they were heated rivals.
I know, but...
Yeah, but Ward's not first
Hines
ballot.
Ward was just good for a while. He wasn't ever dominant.
Reed's first ballot, Hines Ward is not.
Reed is first ballot, Tony G ballot.
You guys seem to think that they hand out first ballots like...
Yeah, but Ed Reed was the best at his position for the whole time period he was there.
We're not talking about an average player, Gabe. We're talking about Ed Reed.
He's a legend.
Terrell Owens is a legend. He got made seven years.
But Terrell Owens had the thing with the media, and he blew up some locker rooms. Ed Reed was anti. Ed Reed brought locker rooms together.
I wish we had an outside opinion of it, educated opinion.
Cam, we didn't wake up Cam yet.
Yeah, Cam. I was just saying, we need an educated opinion.
Maybe not Cam.
I just busted his balls. You know what we're going to wait, Corey? We're going to have fun with this next week.
All right, let's do it.
When Marshall Faulk joins us in studio every Sunday.
Okay, we'll do it then.
When you and I have arguments, I will agree. It's sort of like the people's court. Like because you said who's going to be the judge of whose bad take it is. We both agree when it comes to football, we'll go Marshall.
But Marshall already.
Marshall's the judge.
But Marshall already don't like me, though. Like Marshall already be. Because I'm a Cowboy fan, and apparently Marshall must have lost a lot to the Cowboys.
Well, you feel like you, Marshall, you just didn't feel a love from him, huh?
I met Marshall.
I didn't feel a love from him either. I think he's just sort of, you know, he's.
I did the show with him. You didn't. You did the college show with him.
I did the NFL show
with him, and he was like. He didn't like me being a Cowboy fan. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's looking out for you. Michelle doesn't like you being a Cowboy fan
no,
either.
No, I don't.
All right, so what's up with Lonzo Ball?
I didn't. You told me this story. I don't know.
I didn't even know he had a TV show.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know
that show
did
on Facebook, Ball in the Family.
On Facebook,
Ball in the Family,
LeVar really cuts great deals for
him. Hey, they getting a check, Gabe.
Are they?
They getting a check
or
off of that joint.
Or Zuckerberg getting a check.
They getting a check off that joint, Gabe. So you know what I'm saying? You can't say that.
How come they don't have?
I would take a show on Facebook right now.
How come they don't have? How come they don't have interest from like one network?
I'm sure LeVar would tell you they do.
Sure, what? I'm sure LeVar would tell us a lot of things that aren't true.
Yeah, but they got that show Ball in the Family. It's actually a pretty good show, Ball in the Family.
What is it on?
It's on. Oh my God.
Yeah, I feel that way today too.
It's on Facebook, Michelle.
Facebook Live.
Facebook has programming. Ball in the Family is broadcast on Facebook.
Oh.
All right, so what's going on,
Michelle? You can tell it's not a good show because it has to broadcast on there. Anyway, Golden State Warriors forward Kevin Durant told Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports that his recent altercation with teammate Draymond Green will not have an impact on his upcoming free agency decision. Durant said, nah, it won't factor because at the end of the day, I'm just a ball player, and that's just to be in a great environment to play basketball and groom my skills every day. And I want to compete on a level that once the game starts, I'm just totally comfortable with my surroundings, with just going out there and being me.
I believe. I don't think, you know, it was there's drama in that room, and I think it's more than just KD and Durant. And Corey brought it up before. Remember when David West said, "Guys, man, that's a crazy room."
Yeah,
I think there's just, you know, when you're that successful, there's going to be a lot of crazy stuff that happens. I think Kevin Durant's leaving either way. I think when he went public before the year and stated, "I'll be honest with you all, I'm open to anything. I don't know." That's basically stating, I'm leaving, and that's why Draymond Green told him, we all know you're leaving. The question is, do they win tonight? I'll ask you. Golden State, minus one against Russell Westbrook.
Oh, yeah, they win tonight.
The GOAT.
They win tonight.
Yeah, the money line, the Golden State money line is 133.
You almost have to do it.
Son, you never get Golden State at 133.
You almost have to do
it. I can't. Son, I told you.
We lost on the Dallas game today. We got to go back and get our money back.
Four games, my last four losses have been the Golden State Warriors' money line. They have five losses on the season, Gabe. It's like they only lose when I bet them.
I hate that.
But you got if Golden State money line 133 at home.
At home.
That's tough to turn down.
I'm taking it. It sucks as I call Oklahoma City, too. I'm a Westbrook fan.
I'm not.
I'm a Westbrook fan.
Me neither.
No, I said I am a Westbrook fan.
No, I agreed with Corey. I'm not.
Oh. Well, you don't like Westbrook?
No.
You don't like Cam Newton either?
No. We all like who we like and don't like who we like.
I was talking about this the other night, and Corey's way off. Bad take. Corey has, should be your nickname, BTC.
What's up? That's funny, Gabe.
Corey didn't like that one. Yeah, Cousins and Westbrook. Kirk Cousins and Westbrook. You know, Westbrook just being a stat pattern.
That's what Kirk Cousins is.
He's not. But you know who I will compare Westbrook to?
Who?
Cam Newton.
Nah.
Cam Newton and Westbrook are sort of the same. They're both MVP types. They can both put up massive numbers, but ultimately they're both sort of, they're going to fall short. You know what I mean? It's an individual effort, but it'll fall short in the end.
Okay,
Their career, their patterns, their accomplishments are very, very similar. Like, they're both sort of really dominant. But at the same point in time, you never get the feeling either I'm going to win. You know, Cam Newton's really good, but it's not like, oh, he's going to win the Super Bowl
Cam
sometime.
Cam Newton's been to the Super Bowl, though, and was a favorite going into the game.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook won't see an NBA final again.
He went to the finals.
Yeah. He's a very young player.
Shows his greatness.
Not really, Gabe.
I think, dude, you're off with Russell Westbrook on this.
Yeah, Gabe.
Russell Westbrook's one of the best players in the world, bro.
He's one of the best players.
He's one of the top five players in the NBA, if not top four.
You will not win with Russell Westbrook. You will not win a championship with him.
I don't think you can say that. You could. I would argue on the other end of this that the Oklahoma City Thunder would not have anywhere near the accomplishments if not for him.
I agree with you on that.
He had Kevin Durant. It's not like they're a loaded team ever, bro.
Yeah, Kevin Durant.
Yeah, that's two of them.
And they couldn't win.
They made it to the finals.
They made it to the finals with Kevin Durant.
They can't win. Made it to the NBA Finals as 22-year-olds.
That was Westbrook, Harden, and Durant.
Harden wasn't Harden, though, in those days.
He wasn't the Harden that we know now.
He wasn't a superstar.
Exactly. He wasn't the Harden that we know now.
No, dude, if Russell Westbrook wasn't in Oklahoma City, they'd be the Sacramento Kings that'd be in last place.
I agree with you, but let's not put Russell Westbrook on a level of championship players because he's not. He's not. He's never going to be a champion because the balls, the team, the offense runs through him. The ball stops with him. He makes wild, out of control plays.
He has a million assists. The ball doesn't stop with him.
Gabe, they went They went and got Carmelo Anthony and Paul George and lost one less game than they won the season before. He doesn't win. It's all about him. You can't win with Russell Westbrook.
I would argue that he doesn't win because he's surrounded by stiffs.
He's got Paul George with him.
Paul George is overrated.
Oh, my God.
Paul George is overrated. Paul George is overrated. Paul George is like Jimmy Butler.
Hit the back takes the bad takes down to please somebody. That's a bad take.
What has Paul George ever done besides break his leg?
Paul George, he put up buckets. He get buckets.
Paul George isn't an impact player.
He went mano a mano with LeBron James and the
NBA. You know who Paul George is? Paul George is like your boy Jimmy Butler.
I hated it. What the hell? Really that?
JB, I don't know your hatred towards JB, but
no, Paul George is like JB. He's a very good, he's a star who thinks he's a superstar. Paul George is not a superstar. He thinks he's a superstar, but he's not. He's
Paul
a star.
George would be on the All-Star
Same
team.
With Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's a star.
Jimmy Butler will be on the All-Star team.
Jimmy Butler's a superstar.
There you go, Michelle.
He's on a superstar caliber team that's going to win the championship.
Paul George ain't no winner either, if you're calling out Westbrook. Happy Thanksgiving, Michelle.
Thank you, too.
Take the Detroit Lions plus the points. The Redskins plus the points, but it worries me. But the Cowboys are big. They're horrible favorites. And upset special people, I'm telling you. And I know you're gonna say it's not going to happen, but I don't really care what you do. But I'll be taking the Atlanta Falcons plus the points later.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more. Boom! Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
I think my goal is now we got to get, we need a Lifetime movie of our own.
Yeah, we do. I love Lifetime movies.
No, Lifetime movies. See, if we get a Lifetime movie, Michelle going to end up killing us.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking the theme right now.
Yeah, Michelle, that's always what happens.
Michelle teaches us the spirit of Christmas.
Most Lifetime movies is going to end up like Michelle's going to kill both of us and she's going to be the host of the show.
That's always what happens. It's always a crazy girl. It's a story about a chick that's out of her G-damn mind.
No. Maybe I'm thinking of the Hallmark movies. I always think it's like the...
Those are like happy movies.
Like that chick, Lori Loughlin from, like, you know...
From Full House.
Yeah, one of those old sort of... They always have a jerk boyfriend around the holidays. They break up. Jerk boyfriend. They're all depressed. They're alone. They're drinking wine at home. They're sad.
Yeah.
They run some jerk in the grocery store. Bumps into them. You made me drop my Christmas presents. They fall in love and they meet the true...
They live
the
happily ever after.
And
Lifetime movies, those
and then,
girls
And then they get home invaded
after.
And stabbed.
Yeah.
Is that that's
but Hallmark and Lifetime are different.
I'd love to see a movie like that, like a Hallmark movie where it's like, isn't that great and stuff? And like, it's just that lovely thing.
Yeah.
And then boom, like, you know what I mean? The building just blows up.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be dope. Like me and my baby mama get back together for the holidays.
Yeah, that's in other words, the end of the world.
Yeah, she'll
bake in other words, the end of the world.
She'll bake me a turkey and we'll all be a happy family all again. You know what I'm saying? Is that a Hallmark movie?
Yeah, actually. Yes.
The name of that,
that is a Hallmark movie.
The name of that would be called Good Luck.
Yeah, like what Nathan says, Michelle in Lifetime. Michelle falls in love with a guy that works from Goldman Sachs,
and then kills him for wearing a Red Sox hat.
That'd be great. Mick Aussie is going to join us from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, because Corey Parson's very excited about the Grey Cup.
Oh God, we got to talk to somebody about the Canadian Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right. Yay. Yeah, it's better than the Super Bowl.
The Canada Super Bowl,
Canadians.
Really?
It's better
Michelle,
than
you didn't
Super
even
Bowl.
Know they had a Canadian
yeah,
Super
I
Bowl.
I knew they had the CFL.
What's it called? The Canadian Super Bowl.
Football League.
What's this, what,
the
what's
Canadian
the...
Football League Super Bowl. At the Canadian Football Superdome.
You know what? I got to give you credit that you actually know what CFL stands for.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I'm not sure Corey does. Like, Corey hears CFL, he hears C, he hears the word chronic. He's like, what's this? What's the chronic one?
CFL is the crappy football league.
It's been called that.
I'm not bashing Canada.
You're an anti-Canadian.
I know I love Canada.
You're a Canadianite.
No, I'm not a Canadianite.
You're an anti-Canadianite.
I'm not a Canadian.
I never knew like you were big like MAGA, like all right through Justin Trudeau.
No, I'm not.
Justin Trudeau, soft on crime, weak, sad.
I'm not that guy. Trust me, I'm not that guy. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
It must be a Canadian thing.
You seem to dislike the Raptors.
I don't have a no.
You're calling the Canadian Football League the crappy football league. You think that R.J. Barrett's just another guy.
He's a guy.
It's just another guy.
It's true. He is just a guy, Gabe. He's just a guy.